Good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me, we have Mike Bodart from Lindemann Roofing. We've got Jack Patak from www.fixmygarage.com. We got to put the W's in there because if you don't, other garage door company, fixer-upper company show up. Mega Pros Joe, we've got Gary Novell coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dave Schluter's calling in to talk about all of this title lock nonsense that you keep hearing on the radio, all these ads about lock your title or else somebody's going to steal your home. But we got a packed show, 312-981-7200, some Mega Pros call and text line. We start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are here for the next 2 hours to help you with any type of real estate need, question, concern, anything that you have to do with your home. We are here to help you. Please let your friends, neighbors, coworkers know about the show. They can listen online at WGN.com or WGNDavid.com. You go to WGNDavid.com, check out all of the experts on the show. You can also listen online from that webpage on the WGN website. Let's go around the horn. I'd like to welcome Jack Patak back. We have to go with the three W's, Jack, as much as that drives people crazy. The name of your company is Fix My Garage. But if they want to go to the correct website, because there are a number of different Fix My Garage companies out there, they have to do three W's, www.fixmygarage.com. Is that correct, Jack?
That is correct.
And I was in Arizona. The last time you were on was in March.
Yes.
And I was on a treadmill in Arizona while John Hansen filled in for me. He did a phenomenal job. John's a great guy. Rosh Hashanah is coming up on the 19th. John will be filling in for myself. We'll be hosting the show while I am praying, and I'm like, damn, this guy is really, really good. And what you guys did during that show, and I want to encourage all of our listeners to do during this show, is take a picture of your garage. The garage has become more important than ever before, because just at that time, it was the beginning of March. Yep. We were flying down to the White Sox training camp. We were going to go see the White Sox play the Chicago Cubs. As we're literally walking down the gangway, boarding the plane, they canceled the entire minor league season. So we're like, what the hell are we going to do? We got on the plane. We flew to Arizona. We had a great weekend with all the sponsors of the White Sox baseball. And I was listening, and I thought you did a phenomenal job talking about what our listeners can do to remodel their garage. And now with the pandemic, Joe and Mike and I were talking with you how that's become a major workspace for a lot of our listeners.
Yes.
And we're going to dive deeper into that. So if our listeners want to reach you guys during the show to get more information and to talk to you after the show, what's the best way to reach you guys?
Either by phone or by our website. You know, if they want to give us a call directly, it's 847-998-5555. We have an actual service that will answer, you know, so you get a live person to always talk to. Which I like, because it's not just going to some machine and, oh, we'll call you back in a day or two like your typical contractor. No, we stay on top of everything. You know, even if they go on the website, www.fixmygarage.com, again, that'll take you directly to our site, not string you along to many others that I noticed. But in this way, again, you can even ask questions, send pictures, which is what happened last time, because once I see it, I know exactly what I can do for you.
So send all your pictures to 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. Just like the 708 listener just did and sent us a text how much he's enjoying the show, or she's enjoying the show.
She loves it.
I know, she loves it. He or she just loves the show, can't get enough of it. So take a picture and upload your pictures to 312-981-7200 of any type of home improvement job that you have. It could be the garage. It could be your chimney, which we're going to segue over to Mike Bodart from Lindemann Chimney. Take a picture of your chimney, the cracks in your chimney, right? Stick a spotlight up, a flashlight up your what's it called, the flue? Up your flue, right? No pun intended. But,
Mike, do you want the people to do that, or is David making this up?
No, why not?
No, we would rather have our guys go up there and put the scanning equipment up there.
Okay, well, okay.
So
then
don't
I
have people putting flashlights up their flue, please.
Right, don't stick
don't
a flashlight
do,
up
don't
your
do
flue,
it, David.
That was more like 1955.
Okay, well, okay. So, what should our listeners do if they have concerns about the chimney? Cause let's face it, weather's starting to turn. Okay, starting to turn kind of quick. It's going to be a little cool this coming week, I heard on you know, with the weather forecast that was just on. What should our listeners do with visual inspections inside the house and outside the house?
Well, the thing that a lot of people ask when they're either new to a home or they encounter a chimney company like us is they frequently will say, well, what is the interval? How often should I have my fireplace or chimney looked at? And the answer is annual. So especially for anybody that's burning fuel, right? So wood burning in your fireplace is really an appliance, right? So the industry guidelines is that should be checked annually. So once a year, if you're burning wood, is to have a company come out and do a thorough inspection, put a digital imaging device up your flue, look at that inside cavity to see if there's any cracks, gaps, or anything that would compromise the safety. Things that homeowners look at is anything that's exterior to their house. Obviously, if they're outside and they notice any, you know, portions of brick on their roof or in their backyard, they can look up, and sometimes it's hard to see, but sometimes that brickwork on their chimney has started to deteriorate. And the cold weather months combined with, you know, all the rain and freeze-thaw cycles can wreak havoc on masonry structures too. But as far as the inside of the house, a company like ours that is going to do a thorough level two inspection would be the best way.
All right. And if our listeners want to reach you and your team during the show, how do they reach out to you guys?
So they can call the office, 847-918-7994. They can book an appointment instantly online by just going to lindeman.com. And that's LINDEMANN.com.
And MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
Thanks, Dave. We work with you guys over at Fix My Garage. We work with Lindeman Chimney all the time. What you're doing for, a lot for our customers are those inserts and converting them to gas burning.
Right. So more and more people are looking at burning wood as an inefficient and somewhat
but it's a great
messy
deal.
Look and
see what David's doing.
Things.
David's telling us to shut up.
Well, because when the music goes on, that means we got to hit a break.
Right, exactly.
That's why we play the music. Okay, you are listening to. We're going to be back. We got another hour and 45 minutes, guys. We could go into a deeper.
Well, I know, but we were talking.
I know. 312. I got a commercial break. 312-981-7200. To MegaPros. Joe, to MegaPros Joe, call and text line. We're just going to throw your name on there, too. MegaPros Joe, call and text line. It is Labor Day weekend, and we are going to be doing bumper music to all the hard men and women, all the men and women out there that have built America. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it back over to Mike from Lindeman Chimney. Jennifer Loyal, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Winnetka, and you handle the entire Chicago listening area, correct? All right, so how far west do you go? Do you go to DeKalb?
We go about out to Huntley.
Okay.
On the west side, and south to about Aurora, and north actually up into the Milwaukee area.
Okay, oh, you go all the way up to Milwaukee.
Sure.
All right, 312-981-7200. So Winnetka is obviously, if you're going to Milwaukee,
it's our backyard.
You're going to go to Winnetka. Called in to your shop and wanted to know how often she should have her chimney and fireplace cleaned and inspected. I think you just answered that during the last segment, annually.
Yeah, so the industry recommends an annual inspection. So things change from year to year. So winter wreaks a havoc on masonry chimneys, especially in a cold weather climate like Chicago. So burning essentially a bonfire in your living room is something that requires a very intact venting and flue system. So we would want to be out there every year per the industry guidelines, have an inspection of not only the inside flue of your fireplace using digital imaging devices, but we would be up on the roof We would be in the attic. We would be looking at all of the structures that your chimney passes through.
Do you have a lot of heating and air conditioning companies have annual maintenance contracts? Is that something that Lindemann offers to their clients with chimneys, like every year that you come out automatically, or is that something they have to call every single year?
So every year, we will do a discounting to get people on a regular basis. Okay. We will also offer free firewood for all of our regular chimney customers. So we will give them 36 bundles of wood, which is almost a face cord. They've got to come up to our Lake Bluff warehouse and pick that up over three visits. But that's a pretty nice perk. It's about $150 worth of wood itself.
So all Lindemann chimney customers will get free a cord. What is that?
So all regular customers that use us to maintain and clean their fireplaces will get a 36 bundle of firewood coupon.
And how long does that usually last?
Well, 36 bundles is almost a face cord of wood.
Mm-hmm.
After that 36 punches is on your punch card, you got to come up three times, right?
Okay.
So you can get 12 at a time. After 36, we say it's time for another cleaning.
Oh, really?
So if it takes you a year, then we're there for next year. Some people will go through that sooner, but folks that burn a lot of wood need to get it cleaned out more than once a year, because what you want to do is reduce any possibility that you're building up creosote in that flue system, which can be a source of ignition.
So to go back to David's point, if you're going to look up your flue with a flashlight, you wouldn't really necessarily see anything. Could you see the buildup of creosote?
Not really. The thing that really changed fireplace safety in our eyes and in the industry is about 15 years ago, closed circuit cameras started being utilized inside flue inspections.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, it was pretty difficult, even for chimney technicians, to really look inside of the flue. It's dark. It's pitch black. You're mm-hmm. looking at everything at a 90-degree angle. So the inspection equipment really came on board in the industry about 15 years ago, and that opened up our eyes to really what was happening in that flue. So a flashlight is a pretty tough instrument to really gauge a look on that flue.
And I did not know that after 36 cords, is that
36 bundles of
36 bundles.
So a bundle is just a wrapped burlap bag with a bunch of seasoned oak in it. So, but about a face cord of wood is about the interval we feel that should be burned between appointments.
And I will tell you, I lived up in a fraternity house in Northern Illinois, Pi Kappa Alpha Fraternity for Men, and we burnt the fireplace was our garbage disposal, right? So so pizza boxes, I mean, anything that could burn, because we're a bunch of morons,
yeah.
You know, anything that could burn went in the fireplace, and we burnt it. And guess what happened?
No.
They had a fire, got outside the box, the fire.
It escaped the flue system probably, right?
Exactly.
Did it set that building on fire?
Yes. And they had a fire within the walls.
Yeah.
Right?
And they had to shut the house down for a long period of time.
And you look surprised about all
this. I'm just glad it didn't happen when I was there. I mean, because I know the stuff that we burnt. I mean, if we could put the couch in the fireplace, we would have figured it out, okay? But anything that could possibly burn, plastic bottles, which I'm sure was not safe, and it's got a lot to do with the way I am. And, you know, we tried to burn aluminum. Aluminum cans. I mean, anything that
Why are you saying, why are you telling our listeners?
Because.
That you do this kind of
people
thing.
People continue to do that.
Oh, and I don't think so, David.
It burnt the house
I
down.
I don't think, nobody I know does that, David.
Well, it didn't burn the entire house down. It burnt a section of the house down. People got
the fraternity brothers got outside. You're looking at David like you're watching a TV show right now.
But well, it happens all the time.
Well, I think probably not trying to burn beer cans, but
well, they weren't that bright.
I can tell you that a long time ago, before I was in the business, I burned a bunch of Christmas wrapping paper on Christmas Day. I had a huge pile of wrapping paper, and I said, "Well, I got a nice little fire. I'll just put it in there." It's a terrible idea to burn garbage or anything other than hardwood. And when people burn something that can light up really fast and hot like paper, if you didn't have a chimney fire before, if you had any creosote in that flue, that source of heat exploding into that, you know, that temperature increase can, you know, spark a chimney fire, which would, which is exactly what David explained that happened at his frat house.
Right.
So the flames ignite inside that flue system, and if there's any defects in that flue system, it can get into places that it's not supposed to be, which is in the walls.
You know, pizza boxes are very efficient burning items. Okay.
You were actually talking about, you said maybe furniture.
Well, if we could have gotten the furniture in there, we would have put the furniture up. 312 texter, Mike. Our local suburban gas utility has been doing service on my furnace for years. Now they just started doing installations this year when I had my clean and check done. All of a sudden, I need a new furnace. What should I do? Get a second opinion. Have you ever heard of, I've never heard of local suburban gas utilities coming out and inspecting chimneys. Is that common?
I've not heard of that. I have not.
Okay, so probably get a second opinion about the furnace as well.
Yeah, when we're looking at a person's at a customer's chimney, right? We're really looking at everything that is using that chimney to vent dangerous stuff.
Sure.
Right? So your fireplace is obviously something that's using a chimney. What a lot of people don't realize is that they have a furnace or a hot water tank that is using the same chimney in many cases. It's connected to a separate flue
as an exhaust. So,
right, because you're exhausting that furnace combustion gas. You're doing the same for a hot water tank. So when we're at a house and we're looking at the chimney, we're looking at everything that that chimney is venting. So we're looking at obviously the fireplaces. There might be a fireplace in the front room, might be one in the basement. And also in the basement, there's probably a furnace, a boiler, or a hot water tank that's also using the same chimney.
Right.
And so we're looking at all of that.
And we have a 630 texter. Not totally true. Depends on how many fires you have each season. So 630, why don't you call in and have a conversation with Mike so we could talk.
No, Mike already said that would be roughly 36 fires.
Right.
Right.
So that's what I want to make sure that we answer 630's concerns. Once you have a check, then look at how many fires you have each season. Well, that's what he just said. Okay, so you're stand corrected. That's why you're giving away the free wood as a safety measure for your clients, that after a certain amount of wood is burned, it's time to come out and clean out your chimney to make sure you don't have any buildup of any dangerous chemicals.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's an interesting market as far as Chicagoland, because people don't burn wood in this market
consistent
for heat. And
right,
they might use it for a get
sure
together.
Right.
They may use it really for, you know,
romantic evening. Ever think
a
of
romantic
that?
Evening might be a time, right?
Evenings. If you have only evening, it's probably not worth the price
of the
fireplace.
If you're David, you're probably having a lot of those. If
sure
you're other guys, maybe not as many.
Continually.
But for some people that are literally burning their fireplace a handful of times a year, we're not really concerned that the creosote is building up. Because a handful of fires, six fires or five fires a year is not building up creosote. But the industry is saying if you're using it, look at it every year, because other things can happen inside that chimney other than fire collection of creosote.
And you can't tell that with the naked eye.
Right. So we're looking at the exterior structures because it's a roof penetration. So we're looking to see if the attic is getting any water. We're looking in the basement to see if any of the condensation from the furnace is leaking down. So settling and cracks happen just because of the weather, too. So the rule of thumb is annual.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We're going to throw it over to Dave in the Don. I'm Dave. Throw it over to Don in the newsroom because it's the bottom of the hour. We're going to come back with Gary Novell and David Schluter. Gary Novell with the credit enhancement tip of the week. And Dave Schluter is going to be calling in to talk about all of this nonsense that we keep hearing about how life lock for your title lock. Life lock's another thing. That's a good thing for your credit. But title lock, and people are coming in stealing people's homes, and you've got to run out and buy the service. So Dave Schluter is going to be calling in, the real estate attorney, my good friend, and who handled the closing of my home this past Monday, is going to be calling in at the bottom of the hours.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. You could also send the pictures that you have of your garage that you're interested in getting renovated. We would love to see those, and we'd also like to see any pictures of any type of home improvement project that you would like our experts to take a look at and comment and give you some helpful advice on how to enhance those and how to handle those type of home improvement products. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Gary Novell is on the phone with us. Gary Novell, the credit guru. How are you, Gary?
Hi, David. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Gary.
You, Downers Grove, Brett in Downers Grove had a question about credit cards. Can you fill our listeners in on what Brett contacted you about, my friend?
Yeah, so I got a call from Brett during the week, who's a longtime listener of the show, and he's heard me over the years say to never, ever close a credit card, but he was wondering how much of a hit he would take on his scores if he closed a credit card he's had for 2 years, charging an annual fee, a monthly maintenance fee, and 32.5% interest on an unpaid balance. This is a good question, you know, and sometimes, David, when you're trying to build your credit, you need to take accounts like this just to get any type of credit on your report as quick as possible to help enhance your credit scores. So when Brett opened up this account 2 years ago, he had no open or active credit, which meant he had low FICO scores or no score whatsoever. Since that time, he's gotten a car loan, three other credit cards that are all in good standing, so his scores are pretty good now, and he really doesn't need this card anymore with all these ridiculous fees. So what I had him do before he closed the account was to apply for a new credit card from a company I sent him to and to call his three existing credit card companies to request credit limits increase on each one of those. So each one of those three accounts increased his limit $500. He got approved for the new credit card for $1,500. So right there, we're talking about $3,000 in additional credit that's going to show up on his credit report. Then I had him close this account that was charging him all his fees that only had a $1,000 limit. So following my advice gave him more credit than he had before. So even though he closed that account, his scores actually increased. So you can get around closing these credit cards. You know, there's a way to do everything so you don't hurt your credit score. It's amazing. For any questions on this type of situation or on your credit or credit scores, call me at 630-624-9557. Remember, everything seems to start with credit nowadays. So if you want the absolute correct and honest answer to your questions, you need to grab your phone and call me at 630-624-9557. Have a good holiday weekend, everyone, and stay safe.
All right, Gary, take care, buddy. Best in the business.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Gary.
630-624-9557. He's awesome. Dave Schluter is going to be calling in any moment now to talk about this title lock nonsense that we keep hearing about. I got a call from a buddy of mine, John, who we just closed his loan a couple weeks ago, and I'll save that story until when Dave calls in. We'll go out to Frankfurt. Rich, how can we help you, my friend?
Well, I'm considering using a home equity line of credit to pay off my mortgage to lower our monthly payment.
Okay, how much do you owe on your mortgage?
I understand. Now, we are a senior couple. We're 80 years old. We're not looking at ever paying off the mortgage. So we're just looking for a way to increase our monthly income. You know?
Sure, sure.
Do you see anything wrong with doing that?
Do you have enough income to survive right now?
Yes.
Okay, so the income coming into the household is not a challenge, right? You've got plenty of that.
Right.
Okay. How much do you owe on your mortgage right now, Rich?
$124,000.
And what is the mortgage payment, Rich?
$700.
That is much too high. Okay, so, and what is your house worth?
About $285,000.
Okay, so you have plenty of equity in your home, okay? So I like the idea. I don't think there's any problem with the idea as long as interest rates stay low. And as long as interest rates stay low, you can knock the payment down to about $400. Would that be something that you and your wife would be interested in, saving about $300 a month?
Yeah, that's what we figured. And it looks like the history in the last 10 years that prime has not been over 5.5 or something like that.
Correct.
Which means that it isn't very likely to change drastically as far as I can see.
Well, here, I can't predict where rates are going to go, and you have to weigh that risk for you and your wife, but I would tend to agree with you, okay, with what you're trying to do. So here's what I want you to do. Can you got a pen and a piece of paper, Rich?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on with Rich. Yeah, Rich in Frankfurt. I want you to call our friend Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank. Okay, Sherry Jenna, I'm going to give you her phone number. 630-241-5726. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Sherry...
Jenna, J-E-N-N-A.
J-E-N-N-A is her last name. Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I. Okay?
Okay.
Repeat the number back to me, Rich. I want to make sure you have it.
630-244-5726.
You're close. It's 241, not 244.
241.
Okay. 241. Okay, your one looks like a four. So it's 241-5726, okay? How much is your home worth? Again, 280. How much is it?
About 285.
All right, so 285.
And it's a townhouse, so does that make a difference?
Does not make a difference at all. Okay. So I want you to call Sherry and tell her you want a line of credit for $228,000, which is 80% of the value of your house. Okay? You know why you're going to do that?
Okay, we were thinking of just going to 150 or something like that.
Okay, if you have enough money come in, you go as large as you can because you only pay interest on the money that you have out. Okay?
Okay.
So if you have can gain access to another $70,000, then you gain access to another $70,000 because it does not cost you a penny more.
Okay.
Okay, because if you have a, oh my God.
What about, is there a larger annual fee on the larger amount?
Absolutely not. The same annual fee, $35, $50, whatever it is, does not go up with the loan amount. It's the same fee. Okay?
Okay.
So if you have the ability to take out more money, which you should, okay, if you have ample income coming in, go up to 80% of the value of your house for the sheer reason, this sheer reason, because you can. Okay? Because, God forbid, my mother always used to say I was born in a house, in a Jewish house, and God forbid, if that wasn't stated at least 300 times a month, it wasn't a good month. God forbid something happens, you have access to another $100,000 above the 120 you need, okay?
Okay.
A furnace goes out $3,000-$4,000, a roof, you need a new roof, you need a new car, all of that stuff, right? Gain access to that money, put yourself into a defensive position to succeed. I think what you're doing is an excellent idea. And it's great. Now, if you ever run low on money coming in, then a reverse mortgage for you would be the way to go. But if you can handle the $400 payment, I think you're in a good spot, especially when you're saving $300 a month by going into this loan. Okay, my friend?
Right. Thank you.
All right. So hang tight. We're going to pick up. Ashley's going to pick you up. We have Ashley and Sammy in the other room working the dials there to get your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Tell Ashley which one you want. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. We were going to go to Jack, but Jack, I want to give you more time at the top of the hour. So let's kick your segment to 11, if that's okay.
It's like a tease, though. Jack Patak.
Jack Patak at 11 o'clock.
Go.
So we're going to come back. We've got Dave Schluter calling in. I know my buddy John's walking his dog right now, listening online. I want to talk about this title lock thing that's out there. It's driving everybody crazy. We've got John and Joliet also on the MegaPro's call and text line. Keep the text coming, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our expert contact information. And one of those experts is Dave Schluter, real estate attorney, that I wanted to call in this weekend because I've literally gotten a call a day from our clients about this title lock that is all over the TV and all over the radio. And I had never heard of this before. About people coming in and ripping people's homes off by just doing a quick claim deed as if you could hocus pocus steal somebody's home, which I've been doing this 20 years, and all of a sudden this is like a avalanche coming at everybody.
Oh, and this is a product somebody's selling to
somebody
protect you.
Somebody's selling,
gotcha.
Right, you know, that allegedly is going to protect you.
I understand.
So I literally, one call a day from either a past borrower or a current borrower or somebody here, you know, heard it on the radio, sent in an email to... off the WGN website, WGNDavid.com, question from the show. So I wanted to get it cleared up, so I figured Dave Schluter were calling. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good morning. What a beautiful day. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly's commercial says it happened to a friend of his. He goes, it happened to a friend of mine, he says.
Okay.
But anyway, Title Lock is a forward-looking insurance plan where any time a deed would be recorded taking you off. It's like a monitor. It's like a identity theft type protector. They're gonna block it unless it's really you doing the deed. Well, for Cook County residents, during all the crisis, one of the things they did think about, and actually they actually do, is if it does happen to somebody, a certified letter comes out to the homeowner at their house at the expense of the county, and it was passed on to the people who pay for recording fees, obviously, but you get a certified letter in Cook County to alert you that it's happened. Now, does that mean that they can all get all their money back? What it does is it starts the process a lot faster to try to catch the people who did it. The bad ones are, of course, where it would be sitting there, not a Cook County home, and it would be there like a year out there. You'd never know about it. But let me just tell you this real quick, common sense. If there's a mortgage on your house, someone is not willing to pay your mortgage off and then go ahead and do a closing.
Correct.
A crook would, you know, there's no point in that. There is a little bit of vulnerability for people who live outside of Cook County if they don't have a loan. However, any court of law, if they go to, you know, they talk about being thrown out of their house and all that. I just don't see it happening because the foreclosure judge is going to, there's going to be major notary fraud, you know, all kinds of things to undo it if it does happen. So am I going to buy it? No, because I have a mortgage. But the issue is it does happen apparently to some people. But in Cook County, you know, if it did happen to anybody in Cook County who's listening, the recorder of deeds immediately sends out a certified letter to you to alert you it happened. But it's an insurable risk. It is something new. You know, your title insurance that you get at your closing only insures previous events. So this is about future things that could happen to you. I've never had a client call me in my 35 years of practice saying it happened to them. Has it happened? Probably. But it's just like anything. You know, you can buy extra protection for this. You know, I think the money might be better spent with one of Roy's sump pump warning systems.
There you go.
PermaSeal. That's probably a better investment.
And here's another scam that this same borrower friend of mine called in. Gets a letter, official looking letter, from, and it says Homesite Financial on it. Okay, you recently took out a loan from Homesite Financial. It's got the Equal Housing Lender seal on it. It's got an NMLS number. It looks real official.
Yeah.
You need to buy mortgage life insurance. So he calls me up all freaked out. He doesn't know what this is all about. So I'm like, shoot me a picture of what it is. So he sent me a text of it. I'm like, well, number one, we didn't send it. Number two, let's call the number, the 800 number on there. I'll have you on the line so we could all hear it together. His wife is like a hound dog, you know, with this sort of stuff, found it and didn't feel right about something, so immediately called us. So I got him on a conference call, called in. It was an 800 number trying to sell them. It wasn't our company at all, even though we originated their loan, even though our name is on the flyer that came out and says Homesite. It had nothing to do with us. It was a life insurance company that buys names and contact information of mortgages recently closed from the county. The county sells that information to third-party aggregators that sell it to businesses that try to solicit consumers for
insurance. They sell these formulas how to pay your house down faster. Yeah, I get the same calls, but I just want to say this for the legal profession. Everybody listening, if you have anything like this, a letter like on David saying you're supposed to buy something, call a real estate attorney. I mean, we take calls and we all give free consultations. So we're available. You know, call your lawyer first, I guess is what I'm going to say, because if it's anything suspicious, you know, we'll figure it out with you. And like I said, I don't know of anybody who's ever actually been victimized. Yes, it is an insurable risk on the title lock. But like I said, I think there's maybe better use of your money, especially if you live in Cook County and if you have a mortgage. Because if you have a mortgage, the people would have to pay off your mortgage
too. I got to hit a break here. But if you had a home and you didn't have a mortgage, would you buy the insurance, the title insurance, yes or no?
No.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Hang on, I got line three calling. Bring up line three real quick.
Take it easy.
Hang on, Dave. We got a question on line three. We got 20 seconds before the break, and I got a hard break, Dave, so get to it quick. All right. Brian in Wisconsin. Brian in Wisconsin, what's your question for Dave?
Hey, I just had a quick question. I live up in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where that is,
Sure. I know where it is.
But I kind of live out in the country, and my house, I'm 61 years old. My house is totally paid off, drove truck for years. and I hear about this, and it makes you nervous.
Yeah, but again, if they take the deed, okay, again, okay. And all of a sudden some guy's foreclosing on your house.
All right, hang on, guys. I got
to turn that thing around.
Are we good? Okay, we're good.
Come back, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. I'm up against the top of the hour. So hang tight, everybody. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I got to remember, Dave Schluter never does anything quick. 312-981-7200.
He's good at it.
He's great at it. He's great, but it's never quick. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all of the experts' contact information. All right, we're going to finish the last segment off. I apologize, Brian in Wisconsin. We kind of ran up against the break. So, Dave, can you answer Brian's question for him about a truck driver?
Identity theft. It's like identity theft, but it's for your house. Yes, it could happen to you. If you want to pay the money and protect that risk in your life, just like anything else, go ahead and buy it, buddy. I don't want to, you know, if you think you want to buy it, buy it. I'm not going to tell you not to. I'm not going to tell anybody not to. But it's just like everything. There's a risk. It's very remote. But if that has you concerned, and then maybe, you know, you have a story that you know about it actually happening, spend the money. I'm not going to tell you not to buy it. It is actually a risk, but it's a minimal one. But go ahead and do it if you're worried about it.
Brian, quick question.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure, go ahead, bud.
How does he feel about LifeLock? Because I don't have it, but I'm going to be honest with you. I listen to a lot of other radio stations. So I listen to, like, Larry Elder, and I listen to Rush and stuff, and they're always talking about that. But Larry Elder's been talking about this title, whatever you call it.
Title lock
or right. Whatever.
And hang on. I'll answer it this way, Brian. Have you ever had anybody that you've known? How old are you?
I'm 61.
Okay, God bless you. Have you ever, in your 61 years on this planet, have you ever heard of anybody around you or near you or related to you or know of anybody that knows of anybody that ever had their home stolen due to a title challenge like these paid endorsers are who are getting paid to promote this product? Have you ever had anybody that you know get their home stolen because of title theft?
No, but here's the question I would ask for you, because I'm not a tech guy, because I'm an older guy and I'm not real computer savvy. And I know that every day they keep saying that, you know, there's all these new scams and stuff going on. And also, here's the other thing. You know, back in the day, I had like a security breach on a credit card, and that was a mess. And that was back like in, I don't know, I think late 90s, early 2000s.
Sure.
Yeah, Brian, like I said, go ahead and buy it then. If you're losing sleep, yeah, if you're not exaggerating, well, it is a risk. But go ahead and spend the money if you'll sleep better. It isn't that expensive, but go ahead and do it.
But do you think it works, or is it just a scam?
Oh, no, yeah, it's just like me on my credit card. No one can get credit in my name without a personal phone call to me.
Here's what I would do.
It's like doing that. You'll be alerted.
Here's what I would do. Instead of paying a fee, Brian, okay?
Uh-huh.
Call up the credit card companies and freeze your credit that nobody could enter.
Right.
I would do that before paying a company that's paying a radio host an endorsement fee to promote their product. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
I get it.
So I would do and I'm glad you listened.
My only problem with that is I still run a small trucking company, and we run all of our I've got a LLC, and I'm running 18 trucks right now, and I still have to have open credits.
I know mine's locked.
You just get the right person, buddy, okay? They'll figure it out.
Right.
I'll tell you what, Brian. I'm going to put you on hold, call you after the show, because I got to move on. Dave, thanks for calling in. But Brian,
take care. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too, buddy. Hey, Brian, I'll call you after the show. 312-981-PROMISE. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our experts' contact information. Jack Patak. I would like our listeners to send in pictures like they did last time while I was on a treadmill. Yes, I do go on a treadmill, and it actually moves. Yes, Joe, it was moving.
I believe it.
I was exercising, and I was listening on the WGN web app, which is amazing. You received a number of pictures of listeners really messed up garages that you had the pleasure of completely redoing. And that is what Fix My Garage door, fixmygarage.com does, is take garages and transform them into either working space or wonderful storage areas for a lot of our listeners. And Joe was talking about how a lot of our listeners, one of our sponsors or our experts, is talking about turning his garage into a workspace, so he doesn't have to come downtown and spend a ton of money renting.
Making a garage an office.
Right, and making an office. So a lot of that's been going on. Explain to our listeners what you have done to other listeners' garages in the past couple of months.
Well, what we've done is, in some of the pictures that we've gotten, one was a really good listener. We're just finishing up with it up in Glenview. And to where he needs cabinets along with shelving and other storage units. So we're doing like what we do, like these tie racks up above as well, that we're attaching, which is coming down just a few feet from the roof line. And so this way, the great thing is, like his bicycles, his other tools,
yes,
he's able to hang it,
gotcha,
without having any clutter in his garage. And they still have plenty of room to park their two cars in there, along with, that's where they have to store their garbage cans, mm-hmm, inside. So they have all this extra room now without having to knock down the garage and rebuilding a new one, which, as I tell customers, it's saving you a ton on cost, and it's speeding up the process because now you're not waiting for permits, which in certain towns it can take forever, to where even if you applied for a permit the first thing on Tuesday, you know, you're not going to get that until next year, and it'll be a spring build. And some of these people just want to get this work done, which we're able to accomplish. Did another one out in Naperville and Aurora, same kind of situation, where it was just an older garage that, again, they didn't want to go through the expense or the time to knock it down and build a new one. So we're able to remodel the not only the outside, but also on the inside, creating a lot more storage for them. And even on some of these garages, they don't have to be huge. I mean, your standard now for a two-car garage is 20 by 20, you know, and again, you don't, you know, and some people say, well, I got to do a 22 by 22, make it so much bigger so I have all this extra room. You don't have to do that. I can do so much work on the inside to where it'll seem like your garage is even bigger, even when it's keeping it the same size.
Because you're getting all of that schmutz out of the way.
Well, yes. If you hang a bicycle from the ceiling, it's like adding 3 foot to the width, right?
Correct. Yeah. And even for this is an older couple in Glenview. I mean, again, it's not like you have to pick it up like the bicycle over your head.
Sure.
You just have to pick up just a few inches just to hang it on all the accessories that we can put and attach right to the walls. It just makes it so much easier for them when they want to go bicycle riding.
And there's some systems that use pulleys that you could easily, yep, let it down, and you don't have to lift it. You just drop a cord.
That's,
and we're
going
to be talking more about garage and garage makeovers, if you will, with Jack Patak from Fix My Garage Door.
No, fixmygarage.com.
Fixmygarage.com.
Yes.
We had a texter say you don't have to put that in, but with Google, when you were on the train,
yes,
if you put Fix My Garage in the Google search, it goes to a bunch of different places.
That's correct.
So just make sure for safety reasons that you add the three W's. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more of Jack Patak after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. Thank you for all the texts. Keep them coming. We have them all printed out here, and we will get to them. We have Jack in Crest Hill. How can we help you, Jack?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry, the garage door guy, he said there was a special, $99 or whatever to service the garage door with the thing, right?
Yes, it's a garage tune-up that we offer. What that includes is we rebalance your existing door. We also offer inspecting all the hardware, making sure things working properly. And last but not least, we also replace the rollers on your garage door as well, which makes it actually spin instead of just sliding up and down the tracks.
So let me ask you a question. Joe put on those vinyls.
Question was, how about the sealer on the bottom? I have a sealer.
So you're what?
Sealer, and it's coming apart, and I have the replacement stuff, but I pulled my shoulder out, and I can't replace that because I can't. It's a two-man job, I think. I'm not sure. You know, it goes on a track.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, and yes, we can do that as well, too. And to be fair, with our guys, it's usually just a one-man job, but we're able to handle it.
Is
there an extra charge for
Yeah,
that?
Would you do that part of the thing?
It is an extra charge for it, but keep in mind our cost, if we're already out there doing the other thing, generally if we're just making the stop, it's $59. However, since my guys are already there, it's only $39.
So you get the whole...
$59 and then $39, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you've got a garage door like it's brand new, Jack. Is that worth it to you, buddy?
Well, it's not brand new. I mean, this thing is old. I mean, I live in a condo, and the point is I just want to check it out and see if it's right, number one. Number two is put that sealer in, too, because, yeah, you know, that's coming out. So I think other things need to be looked at naturally, because if that's coming out, well, what the hell else is happening?
But Jack, if you live in a condo, isn't the condo association supposed to handle that, or is that
no.
your...
Not always.
No, it's a townhouse. I think it's a townhouse situation, sure. So
okay.
You get certain things that you got to do with that. It's crazy.
Jack Patak, you could slide that weather strip in for this, Jack, right?
Yes.
All right. So, but here's what I will tell you about that $99 special. Those rollers alone, those nylon rollers, take all that clanky creak and stuff out of your garage door. It's so nice and quiet now.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, for $99, the rollers are worth $200.
So when you replace the rollers, are you replacing them with the nylon rollers? Yeah.
So you get away from the old steel rollers, because after a while, I've seen so many times where you see all the other gunk that they'll spray in there. You know, you don't need that anymore, because with nylon, it'll actually roll. You know, because after a while, the old steel ones, they not only rust out, they don't roll anymore. They just slide up and down, and you're killing the life of the door, the opener sometimes.
Absolutely.
As well, too. Here, you're taking all that pressure off, and you're
that's
increasing
the longevity
it.
Of the nylon. I mean, that's
forever.
Like plastic.
Oh, it's forever, plastic. Forever, Jack.
Nylon is very strong. Yep. It's not plastic. It's
lifetime guarantee forever, you
yes,
said?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Jack, how old are you?
Ever.
Jack, how old are you? How old are you?
Guaranteed his lifetime.
75.
All right. So probably, yeah, there's a good bet that those are.
I know. I'll be dead before that. Don't <All right. laughs> I got that. Everything is cool.
Jack Patak, I'm thinking you should just go out and slide that.
Comment. I'm sorry.
No, I got it. I'll tell you what. How would you like Jack to come to your house in Crest Hill?
Be more happy to.
Would that be okay, Jack?
Well, I'll check it out, and I'll give him a call. How's that?
All right, you hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Flora cleaning products, 312-981-7200. Jack, you're going to go to Jack's house in Crest Hill.
I'd be more than happy to.
Jack, right. I did a lady's grout cleaning one day.
Yeah.
Just for Snickers.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe went to her house and cleaned her.
I
know. You were awesome. Yeah. We're going to go out to Joliet now. Stan, how can we help you?
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call today. Fix my garage. Yeah, let's try and do that. My question is I've got an older 1960s garage. You know, I'm down the street from Mr. Crest Hill over there. I got a newer truck that I cannot get into the garage because of the height of the garage door. So my main question is it easier to raise the whole garage, or is it easier just to raise the roof and cut in a new doorway?
It's easier just to cut the doorway and just give you a bigger overhead door. It'll just make it a little easier. Plus, it'll keep your cost down as well, too.
How common is that? Guys with trucks that are a lot larger in 2020 than it was in 1960 when the home was built, 60 years, a lot has happened, right?
Correct.
So
very common.
Very common. So but how many of those jobs do you do, and what's a ballpark cost on putting in a bigger garage door like this and reconfiguring the garage?
Right. It's because it depends if you cut the opening, because back in the day when I first started doing this, and I'm showing my age here, from 1987, you would get out where people would be buying these vans. This is the day before SUVs came out.
Sure.
So everybody had a regular sedan. So the standard height in a garage door was 6 feet, 6 inches tall. And now on the newer garage that's built, it's automatically 7 feet tall just to accommodate trucks and SUVs. So what happened is that, you know, we would be actually cutting out the frame, reframing the opening. As long as put it this way. If necessary, you got to reframe the header too. That's fine, because you still got to make sure you have enough clearance. So this way, the new door that's going to be 6 inches taller, you have enough room for it to go up and down. Now, keep in mind, even if you're lowering and you don't have that headroom, they do make a thing called a low headroom track, which, yes, everybody carries it, including us. And this way, it's like a double track system. One takes the top panel. The other track will take the bottom three panels, since your standard height, you know, or standard overhead door is four panels. Okay.
Nice.
And you're not, it's not killing you on cost. It's really, it's the cost of the actual door, which is still 7 feet high now as a standard height, not like an 8 footer, which we can get those too. It's really just cutting it and framing it. The main thing is once I see it, it's just going to knowing if I need a header or not. And if it does, yes, I can do that.
You can answer that question from a picture though, correct?
Sure, I can.
Right.
Hey, Jay, Stan, you going to be home soon or no?
I usually try and get my mechanical guys in after like 3 o'clock throughout the week.
All right. No, I'm just saying today, if you could take a picture, we're here for another 32 minutes, and so Jack could see what type of work needs to be done, and then he could get back to you right away. How's that?
I wish. No, I got about another hour's worth of work to do before I came
right.
home.
Well, let's talk about the important things here, Stan. What kind of truck is it? I mean, let's talk about your truck, because we all know men love their truck. What type of truck?
It's a standard 2011 Dodge Ram 1500. There's nothing, it's not lifted, boosted. It's got extra horsepower in it, and that's it, man.
All right, well, that's fine. You know, is that something that you can handle?
Absolutely.
All right, so, Stan, we're going to put you on hold, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to listen to the show and to call into the show. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have news at the bottom of the hour. But real quick, before we throw it over to Donnie in the newsroom, what exactly should our listeners do if they want more information about Fix My Garage company, fixmygarage.com?
Generally, all they have to do is, you can always call directly. You can ask for me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you, even set up an appointment, free estimates, all that good stuff. But even if you wanted to, with technology these days, you could take a picture of it. You can send it right to us at, fixmygarage.com. We can look at it. We can tell you exactly what it would need.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. Thank you. We're starting to get pictures of people's garages, Jack.
Awesome.
And these, our listeners need a lot of help in their garages. My gosh. So keep them coming. We love garages that need a lot of work, like these garages that we're getting pictures from. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to my good friends Jackie and Shanae, who love the show. Jackie Paulus.
Sure. They did our
and Shanae Paulus. All your digital
graphic
stuff.
Yeah.
Shanae is a rock star, and they're on a way to a wedding. So thank
best.
You for listening. 312-981-7200. See, Jackie, that wasn't so bad. 312-981-7200. Roy Spencer, PermaSeal. You're going to be in next weekend, buddy. Talking about...
Hey, yeah.
You all right, Roy? You okay?
I'm excited. I can't wait. The whole week. I'm just counting the days.
It's a week away.
You're going to be talking about structural and foundation repair. You want to just tease a little bit and go deeper into it next week, bud?
Yeah, we actually starting to get the calls. We had a call the other day. It was interesting. The guy was called us, and I'm glad he did, because his gas meter was askew. So he thought, well, it's below ground. Maybe that's something we could help him with. He didn't know if we could help him or the gas company. But that's one of the symptoms of structural settlement. So when the foundation sinks, generally the ground sinks with it, and the wall is sinking with it. So whether it could be a gas line, it could be an electrical panel, a meter, it could be a sewer pipe, a water pipe. So when the foundation breaks, things go with it. And so you will see telltale signs. Sometimes it's sinking concrete or sinkhole and things like that that you probably attribute to something else, but it might be a sign of a structural problem. So with this really dry weather we've had, this fall is going to be a big structural season. A lot of people are going to have structural problems that they never had before.
And if our listeners want to reach you before next week, Roy, how do they reach you and the fine tribal members at PermaSeal?
Well, they could give us a call. Our operators are standing by at 800-421-SEAL, or they can go online at permaseal.net. But I can't even wait till next week. And I'll talk about all the symptoms you might see inside. We touched upon some of the things you can see outside, but there's a lot of symptoms that may or may not be structural, but are worth a look. And we always give free estimates. So if you're concerned, give us a call.
Well, hang on, Roy. Joe Hogle, a.k.a. Roy Spencer, what percentages of pumps fail?
100%.
All right, Roy, you have a good weekend, bud.
That's so scary.
Have a great weekend, brother. Take care. Send our best to Laura Ann, and we'll see you next Saturday. 312-981-7200. Sarah Andreas, you're going to be coming in next week as well, talking about pouring concrete in the fall. Is that how'd I do?
Yes, absolutely. So next week on the show, I'll be discussing why fall is one of the best times of the year to pour concrete, because the slower it dries, the stronger the cure. So I'll get more into that next week.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you, Sarah Andreas at Robert Andreas and Son?
Yeah, you can call our office at 708-863-5735. Or you could visit us online at andreasconstruction.com.
All right, we'll see you next weekend, my friend. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We always like to give back on this show, and we always like to do a little philanthropic when we can. And this COVID-19 has crushed a lot of non-for-profit organizations out there. And I did say organizations because I am a hockey fan, and that's how we say organizations. And I have Tom Carmody on the phone just to call in to talk about his charitable operation called Rise to the Challenge. It funds and supports mentally challenged financially that's been financially affected by COVID. How are you, buddy? Tommy?
Hey, Dave. Fine. Thank you. And thanks for having me on. I love your show.
Well, thanks. At least that's one caller.
I'm starting to like it. No, I'm starting to like
You're starting to like it?
Yeah.
Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm starting to.
Yeah, Jack, you're getting a good feel
love
for that.
It.
All right. Jack loves it, too. All right, so we want to cover three things quickly before the next break. Mental challenged, the population of the mentally challenged has been affected financially due to the coronavirus. How can our listeners help you?
Thanks for asking that question. Well, what's interesting is that each of the people in your listening audience can really help by just giving a small amount to this organization that supports the mentally challenged. And I want to thank Team Hochberg. You guys were the first to donate to this community, and you just didn't donate. You donated at the highest level. And I just want to thank you for your the gold level leadership there. It really helps this group of people.
You're very welcome. Joe, you want to jump on the gold?
What do I got to do?
It's like 50 grand.
50 grand?
Yeah. We wish.
Holy smoles,
no, it's like $1,000.
You're swinging big.
It's like $1,000.
You didn't even tell me what they do.
Well, Tom, explain to Joe what you do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have homes here in the Chicago area of mentally challenged individuals, and what we do is support them through additional fundraising because there's just a lack of funds in order to support this group. You know, they're voiceless, and we have so many groups that are voicing for themselves, so basically we're standing in the gap. So we created a virtual fundraiser called Rise to the Challenge, and we would just encourage every one of your listeners to go to IllinoisFriends.org. That's IllinoisFriends.org, and you'll see, right there, you'll see Team Hochberg as a gold sponsor. Hit the donate button, and then give to this organization. You know, it takes a lot of cocoa beans to make a box of chocolates, and I'll tell you what we need is a lot of cocoa beans. So if everybody could just contribute a couple, we'd really appreciate it.
And that webpage again, and that website again is what, Tom?
Yeah, IllinoisFriends.org. It's real easy, IllinoisFriends.org. We're friends of this special needs population, and we'd encourage all of you to become IllinoisFriends.org.
A lot of people ask for money and ask for financial help and financial support, and you don't know if the money is going towards the right place, right? If it's going towards to help the mentally challenged, or if it's going to line somebody's pocket. I know Tom very well. That's why we're a gold sponsor. And Tom's a real McCoy, and the money does go to help mentally challenged. And a lot of people have been impacted due to this COVID-19, and especially hard have been the mentally challenged. So if you could help my good friend Tom out here by going to the website, IllinoisFriends.org, IllinoisFriends.org, I'd appreciate it. Tom would appreciate it. And Tommy, thanks for calling in, bud. We got to hit a quick break here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for contributing. Bye-bye.
You got it, buddy. 312-981-7200. We're going to have the speed round of all of our listeners' text questions, and all you guys have text questions. So do your stretching exercises and be prepared, because we're going to come back out of the break and answer every one of our text questions. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Sometimes we go walking down the Union Track.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I want to address something very important right now.
It better be.
I said pouring concrete.
It sounded like porn.
I know. We got a text here, you sick people.
No, I thought the same thing. You know me. I would have said something about that.
David, you said pouring porn. Concrete, porn. But at first it sounded like porn concrete. It made me laugh.
Porn concrete, there's nothing I could picture.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
I can't even
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
I've got a question for Lindemann. How much is it to clean a chimney right now?
So the normal price is $299 for a cleaning and an inspection. For WGN listeners, we've been doing it for $75 off, so $225.
$225.
Yep. Not bad. And you said if you go through a certain amount of cords of wood, right? If you burn a certain amount of wood and you're giving away free wood, if they're a client of yours, and after you burnt through the certain amount of wood that you give away for free, it's time for a cleaning. So let me ask you this question. Can you clean in January, February here in Chicago? It could get minus 40 below here.
Yep.
Can you clean chimneys in that cold of weather?
Yeah, we're year-round, so the cold would not stop us.
Okay.
Right. But clean it now, right? It's kind of before the season.
Yeah, because in another month from now, we could be booked out
exactly right.
4 or 5 weeks.
312-981-7200 from the 708. Your show is the best. Chapter 13 court released. That means they had a bankruptcy, a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, which was a payback where they consolidated their debt and paid it back over a certain period of time, and they've been discharged. They say released. It's called discharge. 4 years into it. Court release, 4 years into it. Can I get pre-approved for a car loan? In other words, what's the best way to get a car loan? I would call our good friend Tracy Kahn over at Ford, at Joe Cotton Ford, to answer that question. So if you've been out of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy buying a home, you could qualify for a Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan 2 years out of a Chapter 13, 1 year out of a Chapter 13 for an FHA loan, and 1 day out of a Chapter 13 for a VA loan. Okay, so we talked about, I guess, the a lot of texts are sent in. I think it's Northern Illinois Gas is doing inspections for their service area, which is great. Mike, are CSL creosote sweeping logs effective and safe to use in our fireplace?
So the theory behind those logs is that they release chemicals up into your flue that modifies the creosote. So best case scenario, that loosens up some of that creosote. But we would never substitute that for a proper inspection done by a qualified, certified technician, because the first thing we do is we clean, we sweep away all of that creosote from the surfaces of the flue, then put a camera up there and inspect the surfaces to make sure that there's no cracks or gaps or holes in that flue system that could lead to a structure fire like you talked about earlier at your fraternity house. So we would say there would not be a substitute for a qualified technician certified to come out there and do that properly, clean it, and then inspect it.
Okay, 312, a call earlier asked about a line replacing the mortgage with the line of credit in order to save money. I think he was 80 years old, him and his wife. So it said, could you please re-explain the answer to the line of credit question the man from Frankfurt asked? Was he getting a line of credit to pay off his mortgage, or is he refinancing? Well, he is refinancing by taking out a line of credit with Sherry Jenna at Republic Bank to pay off his existing mortgage, which will eliminate a $700+ payment and replace it with a payment in the low 400s. And yes, there's risks to interest rate fluctuations, but interest rates have to go up 3-4 points in order for this gentleman in Frankfurt to not save money on his mortgage. So it's a good risk for him. I like the line of credit as an option on for listeners with low loan amounts, like the 269 who sent in, David, we owe $31,000 on a 10-year mortgage at 4.5%. We have a little over 3 years left to pay. This is another perfect example of how listeners could save money on their mortgage by going to a local bank. 269, I believe, is in is that Wisconsin, or I believe it's Michigan?
I don't know.
I think it's Michigan. Go to a local bank in Michigan because Republic's not licensed in Michigan. We are 58 years old. Thanks. It's a great way to save money, 269. Go into a local bank, take out the largest line of credit you could qualify for, pay off the $31,000 mortgage. If you have any money, and here's another accelerated technique. If you have any money in the bank that you're earning less than 0.5% on, you could take that money, sweep it into your line of credit to knock the balance down, and you always have access to go back in and pull it back out at a future time when you need it. You're earning nothing in a savings account, less than almost nothing, and you're getting charged 4% on a line of credit or 3.5% on a line of credit. Great strategy for our listeners to save money. We have 630 for you, Jack. How much does it cost to inspect a garage for a remodel, and how long does a typical remodel take?
Well, we don't charge anything for a free estimate, so I'm always more than happy to come out, take a look at it. I can go over everything of what you want to do. But as far as even with the work that generally what we specialize in, usually the whole process takes less than a month.
Less than a month.
Yep.
And if you don't take the garage down and you're only doing work inside the garage, are permits needed?
Doubtful. But we check with every town anyway. If you're doing work in the city of Chicago, absolutely not. But most suburbs, for the most part, if you're not changing the actual garage by adding on things where you're increasing size like a dorm or something like that, I doubt if a permit's going to be needed. However, we'll still check with your town anyway just to make sure.
And no mechanicals. No electrical, no plumbing.
No.
Right.
708 for you, Mike. I am remodeling a basement. I am remodeling a basement, and we are thinking of just putting an insert into the fireplace. We are done with firewood. Do you recommend doing this? That's what you and Joe were talking about earlier in the show.
Yeah, that's a super popular option because burning firewood is, frankly, kind of a nuisance. It's dirty. It requires lots of maintenance. It can smell. It's not super convenient. But for the last few years, they have manufacturers have developed gas inserts, which is gas powered. They fit inside an existing fireplace opening. It turns a drafty, very inefficient, kind of messy wood burning appliance into an awesome, super efficient gas powered direct vent fireplace. It will take a cold and kind of musty smelling fireplace and turn it into a heat source, which is super cool looking, super convenient. Remote controls, thermostats, the whole bit.
It's fantastic. That's what you put in for Jeremy, my son.
Yeah, he loves it, and we do those every day.
And it's less than $2,000.
It depends on the unit, depends on the products we're putting in.
Okay.
But we're happy to take a look at a customer's situation and give a price.
Right.
Cynthia 219, have a masonry fireplace, which we converted to gas approximately 20 years ago. Does our chimney need cleaning?
So assuming that that fireplace was cleaned when they converted it to gas, they're no longer going to be generating anything that can build creosote, right? The thing that they would still need to look at on occasion is the overall health of the chimney. The masonry structure is outside, and it's a roof penetration, so that's still going to be subject to wear and tear.
Do you guys handle the tuck pointing if it's needed?
Yeah, so we do all of the masonry work ourselves, everything internal and external to the chimney.
Okay.
Joe, if 708, I'm thinking of redoing my kitchen. When's the latest I could start to get it done by Thanksgiving?
You better hurry up right now. There's so much planning that goes into a kitchen, the selection of the cabinets, the layout, the whole thing. And right now, you got to watch supply line like we were all talking about. Our cabinets might go out further.
Because of
supply line, right. Because of shipping. I mean, you guys are faced with the same problems.
Yes. All right, we got to take off here in 1 minute, so let's go around the horn. Jack Patek from FixMyGarage.com. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Again, besides FixMyGarage.com, you can call us directly at 847-998-5555.
Mike from Lindemann Chimney.
So Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace, Lindemann.com, Lindemann.
And MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements, I lost my screen. 847-658-8989. It is Labor Day. It is Labor Day weekend. So yeah. While you're enjoying your extra day off on Monday, think of all the men and women that spent time and energy and lost lives building this fine country of ours from coast to coast. And just think of that during this Labor Day weekend. And salute all the men and women.
And also have some fun, too. Don't forget to have some fun.
And be safe. Okay, we got to get out by 57, so I got 12 seconds. You have been listening to, and thank you for listening to, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to be back right here next weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great, safe, and healthy, happy holiday weekend.